President Trump says he's going to give TikTok another reprieve. Congress banned the popular video app last year unless it spun off from its Chinese owner ByteDance. Well, today, the Trump administration announced that the president will pause enforcement of that ban by 90 more days. NPR's tech correspondent John Ruich is here with more. Hi there.
Hey there.
So, John, if I'm keeping score here, this is the third extension so far, right?
That's right. The White House has been, you know, trying to work out a deal where ByteDance sells a majority stake in TikTok to a consortium of U.S. companies. But it's been complicated, in part by geopolitics. You know, U.S.-China relations are tense. It's widely believed that ByteDance needs the Chinese government's sign off for any kind of a deal, and that hasn't been forthcoming. So Trump issued a 75-day reprieve when he took office and a second in April. And today, he says he'll give the company another extension. He told reporters that he thought there probably would be a deal and that it would need China's blessing. There are just a lot of questions, though. You know, the White House put out a statement saying Trump doesn't want the app to go offline, but we haven't seen an executive order yet, and the current one expires tomorrow. I also emailed TikTok to get their take and haven't heard back.
Okay, this sounds a little bit complicated, so if you can, just remind us how we got here.
Sure. The two big factors to keep in mind that have propelled this are, one, TikTok is hugely popular in the U.S. As of early last year, about half of the people in the United States were on it. The second point is that it's owned by a Chinese company, and as relations with China have soured, American politicians have really become worried that TikTok could be used by Beijing to collect data on Americans or to influence them. Trump actually tried to ban TikTok by executive order during his first term. That was blocked by a court. But during the Biden administration, Congress rallied bipartisan support to pass a law that gave ByteDance a chance to sell TikTok. If it didn't, the ban would kick in on January 19th this year, which was Biden's last full day in office.
What has TikTok's take been on all of this?
Well, TikTok fought that all the way to the Supreme Court. They called the law unconstitutional and said it violated free speech, but the court sided with Congress. As that deadline approached, TikTok took itself offline, but the president-elect Trump, promised to pause enforcement of the law, so it returned. Then on Inauguration Day, Trump signed an executive order for that first 75-day delay.
Can the president just delay enforcement of a law like this using executive orders?
Yeah, I emailed the White House to ask about that and haven't heard back from them. On Air Force One on Tuesday, Trump was asked if he had legal basis and said yes. Some legal experts dispute that. You know, the TikTok law allows for one 90-day extension, and only if the president certifies to Congress that a spinoff from ByteDance is in the works. Here's Ryan Calo. He's a law professor at the University of Washington who follows tech.
This president is not operating within Congress's intent. It sets a bad precedent wherein the president feels like he can simply ignore a congressional statute.
He also says that it's risky for companies like Apple and Google, which offer TikTok on their app stores.
Well, what problems could those companies face?
Well, the law stipulates that companies that work with TikTok could face extremely steep fines. For now, Trump has been ordering the Justice Department not to enforce the ban, but experts say there are no guarantees. You know, so companies like those could potentially face legal dangers down the line. We reached out to Apple and Google to ask them about it. Haven't heard back yet. I should note that both are financial supporters of NPR.
NPR tech correspondent John Ruich, thank you.
You bet.